The second day of January is the ninth day of Christmas, also the feast of Saint Basil and Saint Gregory, fathers of the church from the 5th century. The gospel is John 1:19-28. This is the testimony of John. When the Jews from Jerusalem sent priests and Levites to him to ask him, "Who are you?" he admitted and did not deny it, but admitted, "I am not the Christ." So they asked him, "What are you then? Are you Elijah?" And he said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" He answered, "No." So they said to him, "Who are you, so we can give an answer to those who sent us? What do you have to say for yourself?" He said, "I am the voice of the one crying out in the desert, 'Make straight the way of the Lord,' as Isaiah the prophet said." Some Pharisees were also sent. They asked him, "Why then do you baptize, if you are not the Christ or Elijah or the prophet?" John answered them, "I baptize with water, but there is one among you whom you do not recognize, the one who is coming after me, whose sandal strap I am not worthy to untie." This happened in Bethany across the Jordan, where John was baptizing. The Gospel of the Lord. Dear family, this is the beginning of the year, also the beginning of the Gospel of John, where he wants to establish clearly who is Jesus Christ. And to do so, he uses a witness, John the Baptist. Now, in the Gospel of John, instead of talking about evangelizing, he speaks about being a witness. Now, a witness has to have personal experience of what he is saying. So a Christian must have had an encounter with Jesus Christ before he can be a witness. And second, he is a person who is willing to lay down his life for what he's saying. Risk it all. Give it all for what he's saying. As I tell you this, there is a young man in Pakistan who defended Christians in Christmas by openly saying to them, "Merry Christmas." Especially he addressed Asia Bibi, who is in a dungeon for years for being a Christian. Now, this young man is a Muslim, and he's defending Christians. And indeed, what happened is that the radical groups have threatened to kill him, and he is steady on his resolution to defend Christians. Well, this man is not even a Christian, and he's being a witness, you see. He has received from the Holy Spirit an awareness of the importance of respecting religion and conscience. And so, this is a witness, not explicitly of Christ, but he's certainly a man who speaks with the love and the presence of God. So now the question is, how about you? How about me? Are we witnesses to Christ? Are we willing to risk opposition, rejection, death for Christ? This is what is presented to us in this gospel today. Now they ask John, "Are you the Christ?" And he says, "No." "Are you the prophet?" "No, he's not the prophet." "So are you Elijah?" "No, he's not Elijah." You see, those three being the Christ, Elijah, and the prophet, were associated in Jewish religion with the Messiah coming. So John, in effect, is saying, I am not the Christ. I am not the Messiah. Now, indeed, he is a prophet, but not the prophet. The prophet that they were expecting was the Messiah. So John has clear his identity and he's willing to witness to the truth. This is admirable because the fall of humanity was when we, in our pride, wanted to usurp the identity of God. We wanted to be gods ourselves. John the Baptist is doing the opposite. He recognizes that he is not the Messiah and he is ready to point to the Messiah. So, this gospel is all about having a good, clear identity. John the Baptist knew where he came from, he knows who he is, and he knows where he's going. He knows his mission. And he doesn't want anything else but the mission that God has given him. And what is that mission? Is to be a voice crying out in the desert, make straight the ways of the Lord. And then he says, there will be one coming after me. That's the Lord coming. And I'm not worthy to even untie his sandals. Now, we have two things that merge in John the Baptist and in every single saint: humility and audacity, courage, willingness to be a sign of contradiction. Very important, because a humble person that is not a saint may be just minding his own business, as they say, not wanting to be controversial, not wanting to have any trouble, just not doing anything. That's not what God wants. So we have to be humble, but we have to be courageous to fulfill the mission that God has for us. And then quickly in the first reading today, also from John, the first letter of John, who is the liar? Whoever denies Jesus is the Christ. But this could be done in many ways. We can deny that Jesus is the Christ when we do not allow him to shine through us. We simply are not witnessing to him if we just want to blend and be like everybody else. May the Lord give us then the grace to learn from John the Baptist this humble courage and to know our true identity.